Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 1:03 in that specific summer time. Well, David is away today celebrating his 50th wedding anniversary, and well, that's quite an admirable landmark, so congratulations. And well, today has been quite an impressive day in terms of what's been happening. That Japan was quite steady in here today. It was up about 0.5%, but it's still one of the more consistent trends around. Hong Kong was a little bit steadier, but the mainland was a little bit weaker. But when you look at the Chinese market, it continues to look like it's support building. And, well, they're throwing everything but the kitchen sink at that market in order to ensure that this is a support building phase. So they really are defending that 3,500 level on the A-share index. But they've also said that 4,500 is where people will be allowed to sell again. So that is probably going to represent a ranging phase where people are going to be looking for additional support mechanisms and confidence building that this really is a low of more than temporary significance. When we look at Europe, the majority of indices were in positive territory today, and quite a few in excess of 1%. Well, both Spain and Italy were weak yesterday, but they've unwound that move in here today. And the FTSE was up almost 1% as well, but the DAX, which has broken its progression of lower rally highs and found support in the region of the 200-day moving average, was up again today by about 1.5%, and that's really quite an impressive move. It does beg the question, though, were they taking their lead from the early strength on Wall Street, that you had your rather impressive figures in terms of the services sector coming through? And that was initially greeted with enthusiasm. You saw that the S&P was up approximately 1% in early trading, but is finishing out the day pretty much unchanged. That this could have been an impressive upward dynamic, and particularly in contrast to 4 days of declines, but it wasn't to be. But what we have had today is just continued single stock volatility. And I guess this is a byproduct of the fact that valuations are no longer cheap, and that leaves less margin for error in terms of earnings. So Walt Disney today was its earnings came in below expectations, and they, well, investors took approximately 9% off the price. That's the largest downward dynamic in at least 5 years. It suggests that the trend is still reasonably consistent in the absence of that move, but it was a bit overextended, and it has now unwound that entire overextension. But the moving average now is going to represent really quite an important touchstone in terms of that trend, and it really does need to hold today's low. An additional decline, similar to today, would break the progression of higher reaction lows, would sustain a move below the 200-day moving average, and then it would really question the consistency of the trend. On the other side of the equation, Activision Blizzard came through with impressive results and surged to the upside. That also was, you know, when you have two big players in their respective sectors, one in media, the other in computer games, well, then they tend to have centers of gravity. So Fox News was, and 21st Century Fox, was also weak in here today, and that is now looking like topping activity unless it rallies really promptly. But on the other hand, EA Sports, which has got one of the most impressive trends anywhere and continues to have this incredibly consistent progression of higher reaction lows, was additionally firm in here today on the back of Activision's results. When you start to look at individual sectors or you look at the index, well, then the VIX is very, very low, and it's really brushing its lows for the year. And the S&P 500 has been in this range of about 4% since February, which is incredibly inert for what is a very large index. But you have this single stock volatility, which dwarfs the the performance that we have on the wider market. When you look at individual sectors, you're treated to pretty similar results. Well, the energy sector is obviously quite weak, but when you look at the consumer staples or consumer discretionary, healthcare or financials, then you're presented with really very consistent trends on the sector level. But you drill down into the individual shares within those sectors, and this issue of single stock volatility crops up again. Mondelez International is now accelerating higher, whereas Procter & Gamble has deteriorated. It's failed to sustain the breakout to new all-time highs, and it's now testing the lower side of its range, and it really will need to find support soon if this is not going to be a top of medium-term significance. Well, this is a rather uncertain environment, that there has been a proliferation of ETFs and passive strategies, with the result that single stock exposure may not be what it was 10 years ago. Then people are inured to the eventuality that this single stock volatility really is of concern, because individual investors that hold these individual positions are being presented with incredible volatility both up and down that isn't being reflected in the performance of stocks and isn't being reflected in volatility indices. Well, it's then when we look at the S&P and we say, okay, this is a loss of momentum and a very inert range. Ranges are explosions waiting to happen, and when it eventually does break out one way or the other, well, it's either going to break to the upside because single stock volatility will decrease, or it's going to break to the downside, and that is the risk over the next few months, that we're going to have a somewhat larger reaction and corrective phase because we haven't had a 10% correction in really quite some time. Well, that would be because this single stock volatility issue becomes more to the forefront. When we look elsewhere, then we had really quite an impressive move earlier this week in to the upside in Treasury futures, and they were down about a point in here today. So this is still a rangy environment, but provided we continue to have this rangy environment without any conclusion up or down on the stock market, well, then that's likely to represent a bullish catalyst for treasuries and government bonds generally. In the commodity markets, well, oil today is still weak, and Brent crude has been falling faster. It's below $50 in here now, and WTI is around 45. Saudi Arabia is fighting wars on three fronts, and they appear to be gaining the upper hand in Yemen, but not yet the upper hand against ISIS in either Iraq or Syria. And they have a new young sheikh in charge of the energy sector and the defense sector. So, one hand feeds the other. He's got an increasing military budget and needs the money. Well, a lot of the news from the oil market is very much that U.S. production is still very much has not decreased, let's put it that way. But neither has Saudi Arabian production, and they're not particularly keen on this Iran deal, and they would they need the money. They also have geopolitical ambitions in that they probably don't want Iran to get a great deal of profit from their oil exports. So, and also they don't want Iran taking some of their any more of their market share. And all of these factors are contributing to a weak oil price. And we really would need to see a clear upward dynamic, something that would stand out on the daily chart and make us sit up and pay attention to really indicate that short covering is underway and that we've reached a low beyond just the potential for some steadying in here. Well, generally speaking, this is still a rangy environment, that this is potential base formation development, and we are approaching the previous lows. So it wouldn't be so surprising if we saw support starting to come in, not to in the next few dollars for WTI. The precious metal sector remains weak, and platinum was down by an additional $8, and here it's testing the round $950 area, but there's precious little evidence of it having found anything, well, any kind of support, really. Palladium has been really quite volatile, but was down $5.50 in here, and gold is still weak. There's people really do need to have a good reason to buy precious metals in here at this stage, and they just don't have it at the present moment. In the currency markets, the euro was a little bit stronger. But it was a generally quiet day, and perhaps the biggest move was for a number of the commodity currencies. The Brazilian real is now accelerating lower, and it is. I've posted a 10-year chart against the US dollar in here today because it's almost back to where it was in 2002 before the commodity bull market got started. But the question then is whether the country is in worse state now than it was then, that the trajectory of governance has really not improved, that they have some really serious issues, and the fact that they've spent their economic dividend on hosting the World Cup and the Olympics isn't really great news for the economy generally, other than just a short-term boost to tourism next year. We really do need evidence of some substantive reforms, and there's really very little in the way of a bullish catalyst there at the present time. Well, I think with that I will leave you for today, and I'll wish all the best to all of you.